Blog Talk Radio.
I've changed the presets in my truck so those old songs don't sneak up. They still find.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you.
Today and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed.
Forget sounds good. Yeah, I'm not sure. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with down.
Okay, I was having a little fun with the system tonight. I played a little Lady A, Dixie Six. You know, I've been playing this song for the hell of it. I'm going to bring David and Bobby on tonight. We are going to be talking about everything, but they are this crazy, crazy, crazy thing that been happening in daytime, and...
Hello?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Yo, Carly, I love Bobby.
Hey, David. Hey, Carly.
Hello, boys. Okay, and I just want to start out with, I am so angry, beyond anger, at General Hospital right now. You know what? TK Weaver, Little Danny, was a good little actor and making the kid keep a secret for weeks that they were going to do this. You know, they did this for their sake, and now they did this for Danny. You know, this is wrong belief. This is wrong. I'm sorry. I'm furious with the decision. I think, you know, and if they age Spencer and Emma, they have another thing coming. And huh? David knows if they age Spencer, someone on here will not be holding back on Trudeau, and it won't be a good day for General Hospital. You know, I love my General Hospital. My General Hospital is my favorite soap. But you don't treat little kids like this. I mean, it's not time to age him. Whoever in the hell thought, oh, let's just age him and see if the fans are going to notice. No, we know it, people. We are not dumb. We are not dumb. We knew that Ryan was Kevin before anyone knew Ryan was Kevin on the show. The viewers are not stupid. And you take it like we are stupid. And we aren't. And I'm sorry, this needs to be rectified. What do you boys think?
Well, I heard the news on Twitter thanks to Maggie, so I just want to just say, you're right. Just don't mess with Emma. Don't mess with Emma, because at least we felt, because you're aging them too fast, and we don't want to end up having the same thing. Fortunately enough, we were lucky to get Ian McCoy as Jocelyn, so that did help a little bit, because I was fearing that aging Jocelyn to a teen was going to have a little bit of an issue like we have seen in other soaps. So, but Eden has definitely have marked the part down for herself. And they better not mess with Emma. I don't care if they have to bring Brooklyn back for a week or the whole summer or whatever, but as long as they don't recast her with some sort, with some other teen, then I'm fine.
Well, I'm just mad because the way they did it. What did you think, David?
Yeah, I don't like either. So, I agree with all y'all saying. I think only they don't touch Spencer and Emma. I like when age Cameron. I think that was a good idea because Cameron and Emma should be the same age. And I like the idea, but... I like Ida, so just don't touch me, character. I'm 8th grade for the like Faith on Younger Rest, she's growing up on
right. And I'm fearing if they're going to age the kids on GH, let's see how that happens, because we already seen what happened with Claire and Sierra and Joey and Chase on Days, and we've seen what happened with them. Especially with Claire and Sierra over the years. Let's see what happens if they do this with the rest of the kids on GH, or let's see what happens if they do this to the other generation of kids that are on Days, are now kids or right now an age into teens. Let's see what happens then, see what happens with the ratings. Or what happened in general with the fans liking the idea.
People not going to be happy with it. Don't test the kids. Leave the kids alone. Don't. Yeah.
Well, I just, when, you know, when I found out the, news today, I was beyond, pissed. I was beyond, anything, because this should not be happening, and I just, you know, this little kid is gonna go far. But, you know, that explained it, everyone, why we were not seeing the little kids at the Nusset Bowl this year. That explained everything. We didn't see Emma there. We didn't see Mike Spencer there.
Well, excuse me, Carly. I thought Emma sang a song. She didn't sing a song this year during the Nusset Bowl?
No.
I thought she did.
No. No.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
We wasn't seeing any of the kids, but, you know, Mike Jocelyn and Cameron.
Yeah, that ain't the first time that viewers have seen Jocelyn or Eden sing, because she done this during Morgan's funeral that most of the country got, but some of the country didn't get because of, I think, of a press conference that our president and the former president was having when they met the day after the 2016 election, if I remember correctly.
Well, yes, you're right, but I just want to say that, you know, this handling of what's been going on with little kids, you know, getting recasted is wrong. You know, it's wrong on so many levels.
It took a debacle to get into Kane's kid. They
right.
aged them, Kane's kid. It took a debacle to get into them. They aged them to teenagers. Kane's kids.
Right. I mean, we haven't seen Molly missing in action for a while, and I'm worrying that GH is going to recast Haley with some 30-year-old, and that's not going to be right because she's going to be the same age as Sam or close to the same age as what Christina is now. And that's my worst fear.
I hope they don't mess with
Molly.
But what they just did was. You know, they are making this Danny look the same age as Jake. And we all know Jake and Danny are a couple years apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense. But we are doing an episode tonight, but I've been waiting 2 weeks since we last Daytime After Dark. I just want to say I was right, Days of Our Life. I was right. That was not Nicole, may I repeat myself. And just recopying Sid. He's doing a little what he did in the hospital, the face mask. Okay, people, we saw Faye gone. You know, took off Duke's face. Come on, that has already been done. So are we saying that Nicole is actually dead, dead, dead? Oh, real in the hill is my Nicole, number one. Number two is, do we really want to deal with, Kristen,
the way I am is, I don't know what's going on over there on Days. I don't know if Nicole is, if that's really Nicole and that's really Kristen. And I don't even know if
Bobby,
if
okay,
is going to be around.
But Christian's alive, I think. Not Christian. Nicole's alive, I think. He never said she's dead, but I think she...
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
what do they do? They better not get rid of Ariana Zucker, because she just came back, and she had been playing this role for years. And all of a sudden, Stacey Arthur, who was a great actress and done great as Christian the last time, come back. Now, as long as they don't bring other crazy woman, Susan, on the show, then everything will be fine as far as Days go. I mean,
Once again, Days of a Life is not making sense. You have Maggie Osterhagen, and not only that, you have Maggie Osterhagen. She's blaming my poor little Brady, saying that Brady drinking again. I mean, come on, people.
And what's her in all this? Should she help her mom with this? I mean, at least help her, or at least Victor should have some sense to help Maggie.
Well, and you have Will having the brain tumor with really, I don't want to go see another brain tumor, storyline, because, you know, I did, I just kind of, I was just kind of surprised that all of this is happening on Days, and, you know, anyone, I mean, there are people on the show, and I'm not going to say their name, who is, thinking that, Ron is doing such a great job. You know, that's almost saying that, you know, Ron is doing a great job, just like, you know, Mel Young deserved to win the Emmy for buying off. That is almost saying that.
It seems like the only good soap right now that is good for soap is Bold and Beautiful right now. I mean, I admit the baby mystery have gone a little too far, but I think with Steffi back, I think something should be resolved as soon as possible for hope's sake.
Well, I'm not that happy with, in high school, I used to run home and make sure Dave was recording. And now, it's my last soap I want to watch. Well, last week with the whole face kind of thing, I kind of wanted to see the face kind of thing. But,
uh-huh.
My butt. But Dave Development Live needs to, you know, hurry this up. You know, it's taken them 6 months to write this thing for Caroline on Days. Well, they never told us, oh, by the way,
I think they'll get to it eventually. I think.
I know that there was no Days Monday because of the tennis, and there's not going to be any on Thursday or Friday because of next week because of the tennis. So, obviously, NBC is trying to just help, to at least get something done where they're doing the holiday episodes and the New Year's episode right now so they can air it right before the holidays, right before we get some stuff going on, like the hockey, game for New Year's Eve and stuff like that.
Well,
I'm
going to
say patch it back. Finally. Patch it back. Yeah.
And may I add, you know, about the holiday stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love holidays. I love Memorial Day. But We do not need a classic episode. It is not a classic episode, Bobby.
Well,
when they say
let me just put it this way.
That is not a classic episode.
Well, I understand too, and I don't know why ABC would do that, but I'm not the president of ABC Daytime, because if I was, I would have my soaps back, and I'm not seeing Michael and Sarah or local programming on at 2 in the afternoon while waiting for General Hospital. That's just my opinion.
I mean, really?
I'm sorry, Carly, but at least ABC could have just done that by putting one of their primetime game shows that they air during the summer full time during the daytime. That would help a little bit.
I'm not
ready to get game shows or soaps.
I'm not big on tennis, and I could care less about the French Open. And the way I feel, it doesn't need to interrupt dates. I mean, this is stupid. And why do they have to do it during my birthday week or my birthday month? Why? Why do I get interrupted during my birthday month? Why, people? Why? This is a conspiracy against me. I mean, I know, Bobby, your birthday is a day before me, but we are talking about me now. And I just don't like it. Because it's just taking away, you know, our soaps. And, talking about birthdays, I mean, I know no one was talking about birthdays, but, you know, since we all, you know, tomorrow's going to be June 1st and everything.
I'm looking through my emails right now to see if I got any birthday gifts from all these restaurants I signed up for, and I have none.
What do you mean? What did you sign up for?
Well, I actually got one that I used tonight for a free chicken sandwich at a local restaurant that's have franchises throughout the South. But other than that, that's it. Because I did get an offer for free dessert at Olive Garden, but I don't think I'm going to be going to Olive Garden anytime during my birthday month.
Hold on. You're wrong, Bobby. You're so wrong. Hold on. You can, I will help you with this because I'm a very nice person. I know a lot of people might think I'm crazy, which is totally okay. Okay. Your birthday, I can just tell you where to go for your birthday. Do you have Denny's there?
Right, we do have a Denny's, but I'm here at another restaurant that's started out in Louisiana that's right next door called Walk-Ons, and I'm planning to go there for my birthday dinner. Because I want to find out what it's all about, because it's going to open up Monday, I want to find out
where
are you going for the birthday dinner? Yeah, it's a restaurant called Walk-On that's supposed to serve Louisiana food from New Orleans and that region of the country, and it's just expanding throughout the South, because they started out in Louisiana and Texas, and now they're just expanding to the South. It's called Walk-On Bar and Grill. I think they support one of the college football games down in Louisiana.
Wait, Olive Garden?
Huh?
Is it
Olive Garden? Yeah, I have Olive Garden. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
I have Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, you know, you can get a free dessert.
Yeah, I got that email.
Appetizer on your birthday.
Right, I got that email.
And then just so you know, people, you can go to Red Robin, but you can go all month long to Red Robin and get your free burger. Did you know that?
Well, I'm going to use that sometime in the month of June. I haven't decided if it's going to be Wednesday afternoon as a lunch date with a friend or if it's going to be sometime on a Thursday or on a Friday or a Saturday with the same friend. And not my girlfriend, but with the same friend. So.
And you can go to Starbucks and get a free drink on your birthday, Bobby.
Well, that's where I am right now, and I'm planning to do that next week in the meantime. Plus put maybe a couple more extra bucks so I can get enough points so I can get my sandwich or whatever I'm saving up for the 150 points, whether it be a drink or a sandwich.
Okay, but remember, you got to go to Red Robin sometime in the month to get your free burger. Because, you know, I'm sorry, but they have good hamburgers at Red Robin, and I'm going for my birthday. I'm going to Spaghetti Factory.
Well, I'll keep that in mind, Carly, and if I go next week, I'll definitely give you it might not be Monday, so when we come back on the air Monday, it might not be Monday because whenever we come back next week before Friday, but I'll definitely, if I have time, definitely on Friday, we'll let you in on whether or not I use some of my birthday perks.
Okay, and talking about birthday, David.
Yes.
So, do we know what's happening Friday night, next Friday night?
Oh.
Yes.
I'll let David handle it because he texted me and I saw the information today when he texted me.
So, no, I'm asking David because David has an announcement to make.
Yeah, the surprise. Kind of, I had no idea who's calling in on her birthday. Some very special people we got. Yeah, so she had no idea, which I love. So hope it goes off well. I'm hoping. I'm praying. So I got confirmation from people we got.
Right.
I was praying it go off well, and they called in.
Yeah.
Yes, I have to wait. I have to wait a whole week to find out who, what's going on the show. I mean, it's going to be a very long week for me because I really, 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 really want to know. And someone told me today that Payson is a view through or something, and Mickey is here. Yay! Hey,
Maggie.
Hi.
Hi,
everybody.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, I'm really, it was getting better, but now I've got back to bed again. Oh, but our little
Maggie,
baby.
To catch you up to speed, we want your opinion on what you think of the Danny Swisher word today. People are not happy.
Cobertho.
And what did you think?
Pyromaniac.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear the question with Bobby. Did you guys see our baby is no longer in TH? Danny? Danny is gone. They got a different Danny now.
I think I got a tweet from you concerning about this, and I went on online to see what was going on, and I found out. So I think I got the tweet from you earlier.
It just got me aggravated, you know. Oh, he was.
I know. I know. Carly's not happy with it, and I'm just not too. And I'm just saying my opinion that they better not just try to age some of these kids on GH and or the younger kids on days to teens, because we already had what happened with Sierra and Claire over the years on days. And other than Jocelyn who have been reasonable, there haven't been that much with the teen scene over on GH besides Jocelyn and Cameron right now.
Right.
But, I mean, now we understand why we didn't see any of the little kids as a nurse's boss. This is why. this is why I believe they were doing a host for Super Bowl on us, and they think the fans were not going to notice, and they think that we are dumb, and come on, we knew Kevin Ryan was Kevin the whole thing before they did. We are smarter than the fans.
Right. But I do have to give credit where credit due, even though in the past I was never that much of a big Ava fan, but what she did last Friday in revenge for Kiki's death might have been and you know pretty much helpful, but we don't know if this person was involved with Ryan or Kevin or whoever he was with the killing in the first place.
And you know, it is crazy. And I wanna say for all the primetime watchers out there, I hope you watched One Chicago away, because all I wanna say about all three shows,
no,
they just did a mind fucking thing to us until September. You know, I am not happy the way all three of them ended. What the hell? I mean, they are gonna make us wait. All summer from this? Yes, I love the summertime, and I don't want the summertime to end, but on one hand, if the summer ends, I mean, I can find out what happens on the Chicago shows, and on the other hand, like, summer and football too. So really, they have me in a catch-22 by now. And Maggie, what did you think of One Chicago?
I love it. I really love it too. But
me too. I love it too.
Oh, she did the right thing, Maggie, to help her friend. I never knew until she got breast cancer from the kidney. That means that she had breast cancer.
Well.
Oh, Maggie.
The summer shows the primetime shows are over into next year.
I know.
But I am not caught up on NCIS LA. I am not caught up on Grey's Anatomy. Those are the only two I'm not caught up on. That is my goal for this weekend, to be all caught up. And I have to watch a Mother on Edge this weekend. Brit was on it. And I just want to say for the people of Y&R, I don't know whether to hit you or hug you at the same time, because last night, I don't know why I did this to myself, but I ended up watching the Neo's Will. And they
I was going to say.
And all I could do was cry.
All I could do was
the whole weaving of the wheel, all I was doing was crying. The whole time I was just crying. And then Y&R 2 broke my heart with Dina. The whole Dina thing.
Oh, my God.
Can't
this be her and Mike together?
That'd be good, Chris.
I want to ask you all a question. Concerning about the Y&R casting, what do you think about Eva returning back to daytime as
Ray,
the mom.
Ray Matter, yeah, Ray. You know, I didn't think it's great to have her back.
Hmm.
I think it's great to have her back. I haven't watched the episode yet, but I think it's great.
She did great on CSI Miami for a while. But I was always thinking, when is she going to get back to daytime? What, can she bring at least Maria over to General Hospital? But I'm just happy that at least she's being a new character on Y&R. And with Melissa Craigan coming back and with the possibility of Elizabeth Henson coming back from GH, it might be one heck of a reunion come the end of the summer. If the rumors are true that Elizabeth Henson and Billy Miller are leaving GH to head back to Y&R.
I don't think so. I just want to say,
General Hospital, please go with Zach Sinina. Please. I mean, he's a son of a bitch, but you're gonna, keep him on to make me mad. Okay, then put him in Nina. Zach can be the third out of Valentine, with really, I don't care who killed Valentine. Valentine should have been dealt with a year ago. When he messed with my baby Spencer, Sonny sort of eliminated him when Spencer asked him to eliminate him. And I just want to say, and I know someone on the panel is not going to agree with me, but Ava stabbing Ryan, she knifed him in the back. Okay. So she knifed him in the back. Helma was coming to him for the death of Kiki. So Ava can do this, but there's no justice for Morgan, what she did.
No.
So she can knife people in the back all she wants, and she probably would get to go the funny farm over this was maybe she should go because her and Al belongs together in the funny farm. But I'm sorry, but for all the Ava fans that always say that Sunny's a piece of whatever, really, Sunny hasn't even touched Ava. Ava should have been dealt with a year ago. But Ava hasn't been touched, but Ava touched Ryan. If one called that some kind of revenge or some kind of... And why did the cops leave the knife on the table?
Well, didn't you take the other one?
I mean, you leave a knife on the table?
Tell me, crime scene, you're supposed to clear all this stuff. Well, that's what they do in Chicago. I don't know what they do everywhere else. They can check the fingerprints, blisters, Ava this time, I don't think she really punished bad because she really, it's for bed for her daughter. And my God, something good for that. And I hope
At least she didn't chew him like she wanted to. She wanted to chew him. But at least she didn't do that.
I want to ask Maggie something. Mm-hmm. I know that half of Monday's CH was interrupted in the Chicago area because of tornado warnings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But did you get a chance to check out the replay from April 2nd.
It's on the line on ABC.com and on the ABC app.
Yeah. Oh, because I know that most of the country have already seen it, including URA, but I think it was interrupted Monday because of the bad weather in the Chicago area that the Midwest has been going through. And I'm glad you all made it through without any serious damage because I know it had a delayed White Sox game until next day and stuff like that.
They started it, stopped, covered the tarp, started it again, and then what's his name was out. He was pretending he was doing the swim in the puddle of rain. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, because the worst of it from that same storm hit Ohio and Indiana late Monday night, and luckily for us, it just went a little north, because right now I've seen some lightning coming from some clouds, but so far no thunder or rain yet, so I'm just here right here, so if you hear me move, that's probably because I heard thunder and it's starting to rain, so before we go off the air, but I do apologize in advance, Carly, if that does happen. And so far, there's no thunder or lightning yet. Just some lightning from distant storms out in the back far area.
Lightning. So. Okay, I'm weird, but the whole thunder and lightning thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doesn't bother me, except lately for some reason, you guys. I just want to know what a tornado feels like. Because I live in Seattle, nothing happens. But the worst thing that happens in Seattle about a rain for days, and the wind knocks the trees down. But we don't get any exciting weather. We don't get tornadoes. We don't get earthquakes. We get earthquakes about every 15 years or so. So
right.
I want to see something
sometimes,
exciting.
Sorry, Carly. And sometimes you get if there's a strong enough earthquake from Alaska or overseas, you get tsunamis that comes in. And usually they're not as big as what it was when originally from Japan or Alaska. So you're kind of lucky.
But, okay, my thing is if I was in a tornado, I could end up, like, in my bathtub for cover. I always figure this out. And I could just bring my book along and finally finish my book during the tornado.
There you go. Why don't you do it anyway? Without the tornado. And then people will be okay.
I know, but I want to live on the dangerous side, you guys.
Right.
Oh, I forget.
Well, let me tell you right quick.
We are praying for everyone in Virginia that there was a bad, bad shooting there today.
Yeah, I heard.
And even though I didn't know where Virginia was when they first were talking, you know, because Virginia, it's not like they are saying Chicago, Seattle, anything.
Dallas.
So
While we're on some of the Facebook page in the Norfolk area, just right now, just sign up from viewers and listeners and people that were in the area about the situation. And so I'm just on a couple of the affiliates in the Norfolk and Virginia Beach area just to find out from them what happened. So, because mostly if people complain on if their show is back on or not. But other than that, I thought some prayers were with them because that was not far. But I'm just hoping our local news doesn't have the towards North Carolina ties as far as the Raleigh-Durham area goes. Because it can be for the area near Elizabeth City and the Outer Banks and
mm-hmm.
But as long as it's not associated with the words Rocky Mount and Wilson in the thing.
What can I do? I'm getting rid of it would be by you. How far away are you from being?
Oh, I'm about 4.5 hours from where it happened. It happened near the Norfolk area, the Norfolk Virginia Beach area, and I'm 4.5 hours from it.
Thank you.
Since we were not on from last week, we took a break. What was everyone's favorite Newsweek Bob performance? And I will start with Maggie.
My favorite this year? Let's see. My favorite last year, and it will be forever. So, listen, I was watching so many of the other ones. My epiphany. She's really going to and it's the two girls sing with her, Monica and or is that the one in the room? Come on.
What about you, David?
My favorite performance is with Franco and. And Dr. O and Johnson and Cam and Chase.
I really, really did like Jocelyn's performance. I really cried for that. I thought Cameron did a really good job. I think Chase did a really good job. But my thing that the Newsweek Bob was lacking this year, and I want to see if everyone agrees, is bring back the closing numbers. Milo. Bring back the nakedness, please.
They were down to the shreds with the Newsweek Bob letters on their butts. The one with the
You didn't ask me about my favorite moment, but I'm going to have to agree. I think, even though I didn't see it, but I think Jocelyn's performance was great. Because like I said earlier, she done this with during Morgan's funeral, and a lot of us didn't see it because of the former president and the current president meeting that day in 2016, right after the election. So this was kind of more of a redeemer for most of us, unless there was because I don't know if the Midwest was preempted with the floodings and tornadoes in Oklahoma and that region in that time or not. Because I didn't hear one complain about what time it's going to come on or why would you do this in the middle of this or anything like that. Because I was hoping for somebody to complain so I could at least calm them down and just say, just watch it on demand or anything like that. But I didn't want to get flagged from somebody in Oklahoma City about that.
David, is there anything you want to tell the DirecTV people on air? Because I've been thinking about how DirecTV treated you. And
they
were wrong.
They suck. The TV race cut me to get ever. They offer you a deal, don't take it. You get screwed. Big time. Get screwed. Screwed. They TV the worst company ever. I thought it was good, but yeah. I'm not happy with that TV. I'm glad I'm getting rid of them next week. Monday, I should get rid of them Monday.
I'm just glad, and this is for everybody, I'm just glad I don't have DirecTV because I can't afford to have it go out during thunderstorms. I can't afford to go out when there's bad weather. I can't afford to having to pay for more channels that I want. Because if I want to watch GH from the LA feed, I want to watch it. I don't want to just have it be on New York and then it breaks in because of breaking news or on the local or national basis in New York. And then I have to deal with L.A. where other than car chases or late-breaking news that here in the East Coast can be handled with the local news. I don't want to just have to deal with that. I want to just at least watch my shows. But then I'm just glad to have to because it costs money and for it and stuff like that. So I'm glad I'm sticking with cable.
Bobby, what cable provider are you with?
Spectrum.
Okay. Well, David and I are with Comcast.
Well, Monday I'm with Comcast.
Yeah, with Comcast you can get the bundles and everything, and you know, with, for the internet, phone, and cable.
Right.
And
so
it isn't that.
I'm sorry. But correct me if I'm wrong, Maggie, but isn't most of your customers who don't have DirecTV, are they on, like, Infinity? Because I heard that that was a big thing up in the Chicago area. Infinity or Comcast?
I had Dish, though. You know, I have Direct. You know, HBO here, My Love by Tony Soprano, all those shows like Bill Maher, they did not renew their contract. So HBO is out completely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, luckily I got the on-demand, but I just didn't want to just spend a whole day watching, catching up on shows I watch. Like, I don't want to catch up on Game of Thrones from the beginning because it will take me probably 2 years just to catch up to the recent episode the way I am. I don't want to do that.
What do you think,
I haven't watched the soaps today. Was it good today? Has anyone seen it?
I'm behind you.
I have to catch up with all of them today, and I'm looking forward to it, and I think this I think today or Monday, Maggie will be really happy because today or Monday, I think it's the last day of Michelle Stafford on the 8th, Maggie. Yay! Not people that we don't love Michelle Stafford.
Mm.
Okay, let's make that clear, people. We love Michelle Stafford.
Yes, we do.
That
I have a question, I know that Michelle Stafford is leaving GH and heading back to YR, but I have a question. Is there a way we can get her on the show? I mean, I don't know if you can pull some strings with the YR people now that she's back or not. Because I don't know if this will be one of the things you can't do or what. Because I think you mentioned one time before how you can't talk to current YR or GH stars, and because unless they're recurring or special guests.
Well, I'm going to be curious how Cynthia Walter does. Nina,
right.
I'm very curious. And I think the chemistry with Ingo and Cynthia Walter could be on fire, number one.
Right. I agree.
And number two, I really think that, you know, Michelle Stafford going back to YNL was a good call, but, you know, I feel sorry for Zena Tigrioni for losing her job. You know, I pray that one of the daytime shows, you know, snaps her up. I mean, she could be Sally's real mother on Bold and Beautiful. The casting there could work on there.
Yeah. Right.
You know, she could come in general as someone. Because lately
right.
it just seems I know
it's going to be interesting with the casting girls are going around with Rebecca Bellion coming back to GH in the next couple of months, and rumors that Philly Miller and Elizabeth Henson might be heading back to YNR, and with Cynthia coming over there to play Nina, and Michelle coming back to YNR to play Phil. So it's going to be an interesting summer over who might be there, but I was not a big fan of I mean, as far as when Cynthia was on Y&R, I didn't pay that much attention, but I was just kind of okay with Katie actually being Kelly on Y&R for a while, and mm-hmm. That kind of was happy because I was impressed to at least see Katie McClain back on daytime television at the time.
Well, I believe it's gonna, you know, get interesting. And people can all freak out about Billy Miller and what's his name? Billy Miller and
Jason Thompson. Jason Thompson.
They will be back. Billy Miller is not going anywhere, and neither is Kim. And Dr. Kim isn't going anywhere.
We need Cameron back on because since she came back to GH, she definitely brought back the stuff that made her into a reasonable character versus what she was on Days. And I'm just kind of happy for the fact that GH got back Cameron last year and was kind of just okay with it, despite the fact that I didn't care that much of what she was doing on Days, especially when her character came back. I mean, I wasn't that much impressed with her being Taylor in the first place, but right. There's always an open possibility that if Days could use Gina as Taylor. But I just thought that. Because with her leading YR, Gina could become Taylor on Days.
Thank you.
I think someone can say that sometimes I feel like Xena Hospital and Days of Our Life are becoming baseball players. Because it's always either someone going from Xena to Y&R or Y&R to DH. And to be honest, now that we know Chloe is back on her way to Y&R, people let's
Wait a minute, which Chloe are we talking about? Which Chloe are we talking about? Chloe on Y&R or Chloe on Days? Which Chloe were you talking about, Elizabeth? You were talking about the one that's the attorney on General Hospital right now. Is that the one you're talking about?
Elizabeth Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson. Elizabeth Henderson.
Mm-hmm. She is going to be back being Chloe. And I think this whole storyline is different. Adam isn't Adam. It can't be Adam. But I would think Adam would be still alive, though. He may be working
right.
with him.
Right. And Y&R is going to have another former All My Children star, as I said earlier, Eva LaRue back on daytime television. So it's great to see Eva back on daytime television because this is something that I think soap fans wanted for the last 15 years, but actually was more familiar with her work from what she's done on primetime television.
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
Well, we have a minute to go because, like I said, we only have an hour. So, but you guys, we are back on Tuesday with we have someone we are interviewing someone on Tuesday. And if I wasn't having a brain moment, David, do you remember who we are interviewing?
Richard Eden. You would not say Santa Barbara. That's right, yeah.
Yes, so that episode, that will be, okay, yeah, that will be Winter Eden at 3 o'clock on the 4th. And then,
Does anyone want to explain the birthday show?
Does anyone want to give anything away?
No.
David?
No.
Did you answer way too quickly?
I never. Let me know that. So,
I've seen it always out.
You know, I have a week to find out. And by the way, people, when you have three co-hosts and you think one of them, you could get one information out of one of them, it didn't work. It did not work, people.
It's okay, Carly. If I can come up with ideas of who you should have on the show and David can make the connection to his to who he should have on the show, at least we'll be fine.
I get that, Bobby, but I you know the whole patience thing? The patience and the booster thingy, I'm not really connected with that. I have never been patient in my whole entire life. You know, I was the one that, you know, thought that growing up, people should get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and open Christmas presents. And no one in my family agreed with me, so I had to sleep. So, you know, because I was all the way up, I just stayed up. So I figure if I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning, everyone else would be up. So, yes, so my birthday show will be exciting, and I'm not in control the next Friday night, you guys, just so you know. And I will be all caught up with the soaps by next week. And remember, people, Friday, Days of Our Life is not on because of the stupid
Thursday next week.
Open.
Unless Serena Williams is playing during one of those days, I don't intend on watching any tennis anytime soon. But you said that Tuesday we have a show at 6 o'clock David and mine's time.
Yes. Yes.
Friday.
I was just making sure it wasn't 6 o'clock your time because I don't know if I can stay up that late to talk to your guests and then maybe do a few minutes after.
Tuesday guest is at three, so it will be like six your time.
I was just making sure it wasn't three my time because I still have to work that day, so I wasn't sure if I could get off in time to just join the show.
But
and just
no,
to
Bobby,
hang together.
Bobby, three my time. So what time did you get home from work?
I usually am home about three, but I wanted to just try at least play
Bobby,
catch up with
Bobby.
Bold and Beautiful and during that time because I'm unable
Bobby,
to watch TV.
Time, five or six your time.
Yeah. I want to just basically do next Tuesday before the show is actually try to watch the Bone Beautiful from DVR because I can't get the pop replay anymore because they took that and went off of during the daytime and I'm too busy just working out or doing something at 9 o'clock in the morning where I have time to watch Young and Restless anyways.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of shows to catch up on, so let's enjoy this week, and just remember, have a really good week. Everyone, we'll be back on Tuesday and Friday.
All Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll see you then, Carly. And have a good night, Maggie. And have a good night, David. All right. Have a good night.
Night, guys.
Bye, Carly. Bye, Maggie. Bye, Bobby.
Bye.
Bye. Good night. Later. Night.